Continuing up with our international consortium of reciters tonight who are reciting in honor of Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, we have Hussein Zaidi from Houston, Texas, who is going to be reciting a few words of poetry. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Who is Fatima? Who really is this woman? Before I answer, let me take you back in time. Let me take you back in time after the death of the Prophet. Not even a day passed and the Ummah turned on his family, took the caliphate from Ali, who indeed was the Wali, took Fidak from Fatima, which was a present from her father. Okay, now open your hearts, because this is where the musibah begins. Fatima, daughter of the Prophet, had to go to the court of the tyrant. Fatima, daughter of the Prophet, had to go to the court of that tyrant, but even after showing them claims, they were still defiant. So deep in their ignorance, they slapped the daughter of the Prophet on her face, and they laughed it out. They're in utter disgrace. Okay, but look, in her own words, if the pain that befell me was to fall upon the day, it surely turned into the night. But Fatima never ceased to fight. For the Imam of her time. Then that day came, the day of ultimate sorrow and pain. What day was it? The day where the unborn Mohsin would not remain. The day came, the day of ultimate sorrow and pain, the day where the unborn Mohsin would not remain. You wretched people, if the Prophet asks you why do you do it, how would you explain? How would you explain the pain you caused Fatima when you broke down and burnt the door of her house? It was at this moment you had denounced. What did you denounce? It was at this moment you had denounced. Denounced the religion of your Prophet. And as she fell to the floor, all her ribs were crushed behind that burning door. Her whole body was sore and in pain. Oh people, what did you gain? And as she fell to the floor, all her ribs were broken by that burning door. Her whole body was sore and in pain. Oh people, what did you gain? What did you gain from hurting a mere 18-year-old? Your hearts have been sealed and they've gone cold. What did you gain from hurting a mere 18-year-old? Your hearts have been sealed and they've gone cold. She hid her pain for 3 months until she passed away. She hid her broken ribs for 3 months until she passed away. Why? Because she didn't want Imam Ali to worry. Who is Fatima? This is Fatima. She is the one. She didn't want to add on to the stress that the Imam already had. And isn't it sad? Isn't it sad that we don't care about our Imam the same way? It's said that he cries tears of blood over our actions. And unfortunately, we're just too distracted in these worldly distractions. It's said that, listen to this real quick. It's said that the Imam cries tears of blood over our actions every single day. Tears of blood over our actions. And unfortunately, we're just stuck in these worldly distractions. Let's try to be like Fatima, even if only a fraction. Salawat.